Chapter 5. Money Matters. Everyone in the room complained because they knew what Elaine was going to talk about. Elaine was the sports editor of the school newspaper, but she was also the treasurer. Elaine stood up. OK, everyone, she said. This newspaper needs more money, and we need to think of ways to get it. Has anybody got any ideas? I know what we don't want, said Melanie. Another cake sale. We don't want another car wash either, said Zach. Well, has anyone got any other good ideas for making money? Elaine asked. I can tell you what we did once at my school, said Jamie. It was great fun and we made a lot of money. Everyone became interested and paid attention to Jamie. Once we had a karaoke evening at a restaurant, Jamie explained. People paid to enter a singing competition, and the prizes were donated by businesses. If a business donated a prize, the school paper gave them a free advert. Although Jamie had suggested the idea, Andrea realized it was a good suggestion, and she became as enthusiastic as the others. That sounds great, she exclaimed. We can talk to Jack at Jack's Pizza round the corner from school. Maybe Jack will donate some of the money he gets if we promise him free adverts for the whole year, said Elaine. But will enough people come? Stephen asked. He always thought of possible problems. We can print adverts and invite the entire community, said Melanie. We can invite our parents too, Jamie suggested. Who wants to see their parents at a party? Asked Zach. It won't be a real party, said Jamie. It can be a beginning of the year event where everybody gets to know each other. The Parent-Teacher Association can be involved too. It sounds good to me, said Andrea. Everyone else thought it was a good idea too. Okay, let's do it, said Elaine. Andrea, can you ask Mrs. Parker to talk about it at the parent-teacher meeting? Melanie, please ask some younger students to make attractive posters about the evening and hang them on the walls round the school. But we have to decide on a date before we make the posters, said Andrea. How about the first Saturday night next month? Why wait so long? Asked Jamie. This Saturday is too soon to arrange, but what's wrong with the Saturday after that? Andrea was getting angry with Jamie again. Couldn't he see that she didn't like him making suggestions when he was so new and didn't know about things that happened at school? Zach answered Jamie, Sorry, but that night isn't possible, because the last Saturday in September is always the night of the big rock concert. It's a tradition at Thornhill High. All the school bands in the area come here to play. The tickets aren't expensive, but we get a lot of money because so many people buy them. All the school activities get money from this concert, including the newspaper. It sounds great, said Jamie. I can't wait to go. Let's all go to Jack's Pizza after school, and I'll talk to Jack about the karaoke evening. But we still need more events, said Elaine. Cake sales and car washes are really boring, but they make a lot of money. That's true, said Melanie. And the younger students can help with these events. That's right, said Elaine. So does everyone agree to have a cake sale and a car wash too? They all agreed that this was a good idea. Melanie, you can start asking for volunteers to work at the cake sale and the car wash, said Elaine. Oh no, Melanie said. I've already got so much to do. Let me help, said Jamie. I used to organise this kind of thing in Canada. Great, said Melanie. At the beginning of the year, someone has to go around to all the classrooms and ask students to volunteer to help organise the events. The students will get the opportunity to meet you and you'll get to know the school at the same time. That sounds fine, said Jamie. When should I begin? You'll have to talk to Mrs. Parker about it, said Andrea. She'll decide when you can go round to the classrooms, and she'll tell the teachers about your visits. Andrea was pleased that Jamie was going to see Mrs. Parker. Mrs. Parker would see that Jamie was getting involved.